halacha hey. Rav Nosson Zal begins, again, quoting the pasuk in the Chumash that speaks about this mitzvah. A Jew is not allowed to remove the peis of the head completely, and also not allowed to remove the beard completely. This halacha is going to be al pi hatoyra atiko tomir v'sosim b'simen chaf aleph. This halacha is based on chapter 21 in the first half of Likud Imran, Ayin Shom. Review that chapter to be able to get a good, clear understanding of this halacha. V'haklal, basically what Rabbein Azal says there is, ki yesh makifin upnimim. There are two levels of seichel. There's one level of seichel that's called makifin, and one that's called pnimim. Hainu, shehaseichel shehodom masig v'nichnas besichloi. That knowledge and wisdom that the person attains, that the person acquires, that they succeed in being able to understand, that's called seichel pnimi, the seichel that enters inside my brain. Shenichnas haseichel bepnimi yismoichoi, whereby that seichel, that knowledge, that understanding goes inside my brain. Aval yesh seichel she'enu yochel lichnos bepnimi yismoichoi, machmas oitzim godloi shel ze haseichel. However, there is a level of knowledge and wisdom and understanding that cannot go inside the person's brain because it's on such a high level that the person can't understand it. Rakhu oimed umesabev umakif esamoyach. But rather, this seichel remains outside the brain. It surrounds the brain, it encircles the brain like a halo, but it doesn't go inside. Ze bechinas seichel hamakif. That's what's known as seichel hamakif. V'haseichel hapnimi yoinek mi seichel hamakif. The seichel which is inside the person's brain draws light, draws energy from the seichel hamakif. V'chol hakushyos v'hamavuchos shel hamachakrim nimshach mi seichel hamakif. And all the questions that scientists and philosophers have about theology, about faith in Hashem, all of those questions come from, although the deep questions come from Seichel Hamakif. Umachmazeh yefshir b'shum oifen letartzam. And that's why it's impossible for us to be able to answer those questions. Because the questions are coming from a level of knowledge, from a place of knowledge and wisdom that we cannot bring inside our brains right now. Rav Nosson says there are many different types of makifim. Kiyesh makifim she'efshar lahasigom. There are makifim which even though the person doesn't understand it right now, but they can understand it. If somebody will sit down and explain, they can't understand it on their own. But if somebody will sit down with them and explain it to them, somebody who's much smarter than them, they'll be able to understand it. Or if they'll wait a couple of years, let's say, until they learn more about the particular subject, they'll be able to understand it. Because each and every single person has this seichel pnimi and makif, v'tzorich kol odom lefi madregosoi lehishtadel biyegiois bavoyas Hashem Yisborach ad sheyasig haseichel makif v'yachnis oisoi bepnimi esdaitoi. And each and every single Jew is required on their level to try to work at serving Hashem with tefillah and Torah and mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim and breaking the tithes rois and the midos rois, until the person is zoche to understand some of his seichel hamakif and bring it inside his brain. Ad sheyia nase mehamakif pnimi, to the point where the person takes some of what was originally seichel hamakif to him and he converts it to seichel pnimi. Now he's learned it, and now he does understand it completely. V'yihi eloi makif gavoya yoiser. And when he does that, when he brings the makif inside, he's given a new makif right away. They replace it with a new makif, a higher level makif. And this is v'yelei makif gvoy yoser, kein yelech midargo ledargo. And this is what a Jew is supposed to be trying to do throughout his entire life, changing makif into pnimi, getting a new makif, a higher makif, changing that makif into pnimi, getting a still higher makif, and to keep going, to constantly be learning new things that I didn't know before, that I couldn't understand before, getting to higher and higher levels of understanding of Hashem. Aval yesh makifim she'yefsher b'zeh ho'olam la'asigom. However, there are makifim that can't be understood in this physical world. Can't. Not, well, can't. Umishom nimshochim kol hamavuchay sanal. And that's where these paradoxical questions that philosophers ask, Rachmanel Tzlan, philosophers, scientists ask, have some complex questions that where it seems to be difficult or impossible to understand certain things about Hashem or certain things about how the world operates, those questions are coming from these makifin that can't be understood while we're in this physical world. Umishom ikar habechira. And that's the source of where bechira comes from, free choice. The whole concept that a person has to choose whether they believe in Hashem, whether they don't believe in Hashem, whether they observe the Torah, don't observe the Torah, it comes from that place. Ki ze ikar habechira. Because this is the essence of bechira. Masha'ein masigin haseichel shel hayadiya v'abechira. The fact that we can't understand how Hashem knows everything. Hashem knows in advance. Hashem knows now exactly what I'm going to do tomorrow and the next day and the day after that. And yet you're telling me that I have free choice. That when tomorrow comes, I have a choice to do A or B, despite the fact that yesterday already Hashem knew what my decision was going to be 100%. And there was no chance in the world that my decision was going to be anything other than that. This is the famous paradox of Yediyah and Bechira, which there are many Sforim that write a lot about it and attempt to explain it. But Rabbeinu Zal said, let somebody sell me an explanation on this. Let somebody explain this to me. Rabbeinu Zal said, this is a paradox. This is a makif, which is not available in this world. As long as we're in physical bodies, as long as we have the limitations that the human mind has in this physical world, we can't understand this issue of Yediyah and Bechira completely. V'zeh Bechinas, and this is what the Gemara says, this Rav Nosson Zal right now is still in Likutei Moran. He's quoting and paraphrasing Rabbeinu Zal's words over there in Torah Chaf Aleph, in the middle, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this. V'zeh Bechinas, and this is what the Gemara says, that lo'osid lovoi tzadikim yoishvim, that there's going to come a time in the future when the tzaddikim will be sitting, ve'itroisehem biroshehem, and their crown will be in their head. It doesn't say vitroisehem al roishehem, their crown on their head. It says itroisehem biroshehem, their crown will be in their head. Rav Nosson Zal says, The Gemara there is referring to a time when there will be no Bechira. Sitting implies stationary. Bechira, free choice, is represented by a pendulum, like swinging right to left. I can go this way, I can go that way. It can go either way. That's how we represent Bechira. When it says that Tzadikim will be sitting, it means there'll be no more moving around. Everything's going to be fixed. It's going to be established. It's going to be resolved. There will not be any Bechira anymore at that time. And then their crowns, the crown, which is another word for a makif. We said the makif is like a crown that encircles the brain. It encircles the head of the person. So the makifin, birosheim, will be inside their heads. Sheikonsu kol hamakifim lefnim. All of the person's makifim will go inside his brain. They won't remain outside anymore. Because then there'll no longer be any Bechira. The whole source, the source of Bechira, the foundation of Bechira, is this question of Yediyah versus Bechira. Bechira will be eliminated, so this paradox, this makif, will no longer be. Rav Nosson Zal says, study Torah Chof Aleph well, that chapter in the Kutimran. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that if a Jew wants to be zeiche, to achieve his makifin, to be able to understand that which they don't understand, to change makifin to pnimian, get a new makifin, keep going like that, hualidei kedushas shivas haneiros. In order to do that, in order to achieve that, you have to purify the seven candles, which refer to the seven openings in the face. Shehem ho'enayim, the two eyes, v'hoznayim, the two ears, v'hachotem, the two nostrils of the nose, v'hapeh, and the mouth. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. All. Rabbeinu Zal there tells us that purifying the eyes means looking where a person, where a Jew is supposed to look, and not looking at what a person is not supposed to look. Purifying the ears refers to emunas chachamim, listening. When the Torah speaks about emunas chachamim, it says, listen to the words of the rabbis. That's the purification of the ears, and obviously not listening to what a Jew is not supposed to listen to. Loshon hara, rechilus, nivel peh, all kinds of bad things. The nose represents Yiras Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal quotes Psukim over there, for Horechoi beYiras Hashem, that the smell, the sense of smell, is associated with Yiras Shamayim, and the mouth refers to taking in and giving out only what a person is supposed to, making sure to eat kosher and eat the right amounts and everything, and at the same time, when it comes to speaking, that a person should speak only what they're supposed to and not to speak anything that they're not supposed to. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins tying this into our topic. V'zeh paragraph Aleph. V'zeh bechinas isur giluach shebepeois v'hazokon. Based on that chapter in Likut Imran, we're going to have a whole new understanding of this mitzvah, that a Jew is not allowed to remove the peois of the head and the beard. Shezeh ikar kedushas isha Yisraeli. This represents this is the holiness of a Jew. Kisarois hapeois vahazokon heim bechinas tsinoirois elyoinim she'al yodom ikar hamshochas hadas mimakif lepnimi. The hairs of the peis and the beard are wires, spiritual pipes, through which a person receives from makif to pnimi. We said that a person has to draw, that the pnimi draws its energy, its spiritual light, from the Seichel HaMakif. The wires that connect them are the hairs of the peis and the beard, by which we draw das from the Makif to the Pnimi. V'alkein osur legalchem. Therefore, a Jew is forbidden to remove them. Ki zeh ikar kedushas Yisroel. Because this, what is the holiness of the Jewish people? Shezoichin lahakir esboiram, that we get to realize, to recognize Hashem. Al yedei hamshochas hadas, by drawing das, by shenimshach aleim mehora samakifin anal, which we receive as light coming from the seichel hamakif into the pnimi. Shehim bechinas sarois hapeois vahazokom. That light is coming via the hairs of the peis and the beard. Shehim bechinas moichin gevoyim ma'oid. These hairs represent, the beard and peis represent a very high level of spiritual sechel. Shehim bechinas makifin kenegedas odom, which are referred to as makifin compared to what the person already knows and understands. Kemuvan bekisvei harizal, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal, in the Eitz Chaim, that's what the hairs of the beard and peis represent. They represent a super high level of moichin which flows from the makif into the pnimi. Ki ikar ish ha-yisraeli nivra bishvil zeh, because this is the main reason why a Jew was created. Sheyishtadel kol yomov biyegio is bavoydas haboyer isborach, to strive throughout his entire life serving Hashem, ad sheyasig hamakifim sheefshaloy lahasig, and thereby be zoicha to get to understand those makifin which he has the ability to understand, those makifin which he has the ability to convert to pnimim, to be able to grab and keep going as fast as he can, as high as he can. Vze kol tachlisoi. This is the purpose of a Jew in life, to grow, to reach the highest level awareness, consciousness, understanding of Hashem that he possibly can. Ki ze kol shashua olam haba, and this in fact is the entire pleasure in olam haba. The pleasure in olam haba is going to be the highest possible awareness and understanding and a connection to Hashem. Iker chayim nitzchim sheyichu Yisrael olam haba k'muvan b'Torah. This is the true eternal life that the Jewish people are going to experience in olam haba. What it's all about is going to be this incredible understanding of Hashem, this incredible awareness of Hashem. V'chol ze nimshach al yidei ha-sayrois ha-kdoshim shel ha-peois va-zokon. And the way that a Jew draws this upon himself is via the hairs of the beard and peis. V'al kein kol kedushas Yisroel tolui bohem. This is why the entire holiness and Yiddishkeit of a Jew depends on the beard and peis. Because this is why in the religious world, in the Haredi world, and especially in previous generations, unfortunately, since World War II, when the Jewish people who lived in Europe were blown apart, were blasted apart, Rahman al-Islam, and ran away to the United States and to all kinds of other places. Unfortunately, what happens, as usually happens in exile, whenever the Jews become established, solidly established in a place, they develop, they grow in their Yiddishkeit, and they build Jewish institutions, yeshivas and shuls, and people are educated, and they become more religious and more religious, until they get to a level where they have a beard and peis and tzitzis and tefillin and mezuzah and mikvah, and they're doing all the different mitzvahs. Then when the Jews get kicked again and they get thrown out of wherever they are, and again they're thrown somewhere among the goyim, the pasuk says in Tehillim, Vayisarvu bagoyim vayilmadu mimaseyim. We mix with the goyim and we learn from their ways. That's when it becomes a whole, we have to start climbing the mountain again from scratch. Because we're guests, you know, we don't want to make any waves and we don't want to... So many people have a natural tendency to want to keep the lowest profile possible. They don't want to be noticeable. They don't want anybody to be able to see that. They don't want to be visible. How do you become invisible when you're among the goyim? One of the first things, remove the beard and peis, chas v'shalom. Remove the tzitzis. Remove all visible signs. Dress like them. Talk like them, chas v'shalom, rachmon al islam, as we had earlier. But within the Jewish world, within people that feel what Yiddishkeit is, not just knowing what it is, but feeling it, there's a special appreciation for each one of these things, for the tzitzis, for the tefillin, for the pnimius, and for the chitzonius of Yiddishkeit, every aspect of it. And again, one of the highlights that identify a person as a Jew is this item called the beard and peis, which Rav Nosson Zal refers to here as the Kol Kedushas Yisroel Tolibazim. Kimavur paragraph base. Again, this is not to say that if a Jew does not have a beard and visible payas, that he's not Jewish or the Chas V'Shalom, nothing like that. Because there are halachic boundaries in this. There's the fulfilling the halacha. Then there's the aspect of the Sifrei Kabbalah and the Sifrei Chasidus. And a person has to know exactly what's involved in fulfilling the halachic requirements, and then what's involved in fulfilling the words of the Zohar HaKodesh, the Kisvei Arizal, and the Sifrei Chasidus.